This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura. Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. Simen Kuf Chavtes. Seif Beis. Seif Beis. We have to finish the Mishnah Brura on Seif Aleph, where the Rama said that our minog is already explained earlier in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. What does that mean? The Mechaber says that we only dochen Shachris, Musaf, Ne'ila on a day that has Ne'ila, but not by Mincha. But, and there were geyser on Mincha of Atainis up to Mincha of other days. But only, the Mechaber says Atainis that does not have Ne'ila. So since the mincha is samach l'shkia sachama, so it's like ne'ila, and therefore we duchen. But a tainus that does have ne'ila, we do not duchen by mincha. Says the Rama, our minog is already been explained. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'aminog shalanu, our minog is, right, so loimer, she'ein noisin kapayim klal b'medina yisena b'chol yimais hashana. We do not duchen at all in our medinois during the year, rak b'yomim tovim, v'gam zeh rak b'tfilas musaf. Kamakoyim kol hadinim hanisgarim b'siv zeh nafgamina gam ledidan. So you say then, simen kuf chav tes is obsolete because in chutzos we don't duchen. We only duchen once in a while. No, all the dinim that are mentioned in this sif has a nafkamina for us as well regarding saying Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu Barchenu v'chulu. Olafi ha'mavar la'el b'simen kuf chav zayin d'bizman sh'roi midin alisa kapayim. And based on what we learned earlier, that at a time that it's appropriate to duchen, oimrim Elokeinu v'lekei avoseinu. Sif beis. Koyin sh'avar v'ala l'duchen. A koyin that violated. And he went up to the duchen b'yom ha'kippur b'mincha. Kivan sh'adavar yadur she'en sham shechros. The only reason we don't duchen Yom Kippur HaMincha is a loy plug. But fundamentally, there would be a chiyuv to duchen. So since it's known that there's no concern for drunkenness, Hareza Noi says, Kapa Hibu Duchen, Dein Marino, so we don't take them. Ne'achshad, because of suspicion, Shal Yomru Pasuhu Kacharidu. So that people don't say the reason why he went down is because he's disqualified. Says Ramah Haga, V'lachin Oimrim B'mincha B'yom HaKippurim Alekeinu Malkei Abayseinu Afagav Dein Roi Linesias Kapayim. Interesting. Yom Kippur by Mincha, we say Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu. Why? We don't say Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu on a regular Mincha. Why do we say on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is loy plug, and we don't duchen. Still, when kamagim hove im ala lo yered mikri ktsas roy. Since if the kohen would go up, we wouldn't send him down. He's considered a little bit roy. V'chein oigim dinos elo afa pi sheish chalkim. And that is a minog in our places, even though there are those who argue. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Shahadavar Yodua, that is known, Rotsu Loimar, Deloy Asru Bezeh Kiyem Mishnah Demichel B'Shar Yomi, they only Asru Duchening on Yom Kippur, so you don't get it confused with other days, V'chana B'Sif Aleph. Lachin, therefore, Ein Moi Ridin, I say, we don't take the coin down in Kfar Allah if he already went up. Aval B'Mincha Shal Shar Yomi, Mincha of a different day, on a random Tuesday, if somebody goes up for Mincha today, Af Im Allah Yered, even if he goes up, we put him down. In other words, if somebody goes up Mincha today, then we take him down. Why? We're choshesh for Shichrus. But on Yom Kippur, we're not choshesh for Shichrus. So if he goes up, we don't take him down. That's the reason why we say Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu on Yom Kippur by Mincha. Mikri Ktsas Roi Mikamakim Hamisanim Ad Chatzois. Those who fast until Chatzois Umispalilim Mincha, and then they daven Mincha Kugoyim Be'er Rosh Hashanah V'chadoima. Wow, this is the first time I've ever seen in the Mishnah Berurah fasting until Chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I always wondered in the yeshiva that I went to, the minhag was Erev Rosh Hashanah to fast till Chatzos. But it's not actually in the Mishnah Berurah, and the yeshiva very meticulously follows the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe the Chai Adam brings down something like that. But here you see in the Mishnah Berurah this opinion, or at least he acknowledges the practice of those who fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah until Chatzos. So then, lo yoyma shel tzivul kenu gosenu, afilu l'shita zu, why? Because Mincha is still a time of Shichrus, because they're breaking their fast after Mincha. Yeah? Okay. Now, ordinarily, maybe I would stop here, but first of all, we have to get to around 9:15. And also, I want people to know what to do, especially in Chutz Aretz. Duchening is coming up, and the million-dollar question is, should I say the Yihi Ratzon the third time, or should I say the Rebbein, right? Everybody wants to know what to do. So maybe we'll get to that. If not, I'll tell you. Okay. Simen Kuf Lamed. Rebbeinu Shalaylam Sha'imim B'Shas Nasiyas Kapayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom that they say at the time of the Duchening. Man dechaza chelma, someone who sees a dream. V'lo yada mai chaza, he doesn't know what he saw. He saw green beans jumping up and down, and he doesn't know the meaning of it. Doesn't mean, I don't know, his stocks are going to go up. Doesn't mean that he's going to grow green beans in his backyard. Nekum kame kahane b'shasha al duchim. He should stand before the kahanim when they go up to duchim. V'nei mahach, he should say as follows. Ribonoi shalaylam. Ani shalcha b'chalmosai shalach. I don't know why the dirshu is menaked that way, but that's how the dirshu is menaked. I belong to you, and my dreams are yours. B'chavin, and he should have in mind, d'lesayim gam b'hade chahane da'ani tzibura amen. He should try to coordinate that he's going to finish when the tzibur answers amen to the bracha the kaihanim. Ve'ilai, if he doesn't say this, le'mahachi adir b'amarayim shechein b'gvura atah shalom b'shimcha shalom yihiratzayin shetasim aleinu shalom, which is what we do after duchening b'zman hazeh. That's what we do after duchening. Says the Rama, hagov v'makim shein oil l'duchen. If the kohanim don't go up to the duchen, yomer kozeh b'shash shashliach tzibur oimer sim shalom. V'yisayim ahadei shliach tzibur sheyanu hakohol amen. He should, I don't know if I ever picked up on this, Rama. In other words, let's say you're in Chutzaretz and you had a dream and you want to take care of it. So what do? You should say this tefillah while the chazan says Sim Shalom. I guess you say the Ribbono Shel Olam at the time that the chazan says Sim Shalom. And you should conclude with the Shel Tzibur so that the kahal answers Amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Man Dechaza, one who saw. The Chazon Ish, it's brought in the biography of the Chazon Ish, a woman also, she could go to shul if she sees a dream and say the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then she doesn't have to worry about it. What about the Kohanim if they have a dream? The Chesed La'alafim says, their dreams are sweetened when they're Mevarach Yisrael. Okay, very nice. Of Abdino Yisenu says, Meshabro Noegim Kalakol Leimar Tfilazu B'Shas Haduchan. Nowadays, in our communities, everyone says this tefillah, even those who didn't have dreams at the time of the duchen. Why? Since the only time we duchen is on Yom Tif, it's impossible that you didn't have one dream between Yom Tif and another. After the shir, after the Chafetz Chaim show, we're going to go around and, you know, hearing about everybody's dreams from between last Pesach and Shavuos. Okay, v'lo yada, I'm glad you're smiling. Sometimes people like stare at me like, really? You know, it gets a little bit, yeah. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Beis, v'lo yada, mai chaza, and you didn't know what you saw. What does that mean? Itavahu, abisho, you don't know if it's good or bad. V'nei mahachi, k'far nizbar le'el, and say this. Now, what in the world does this Ribbono Shel Olam have to do with Berachos Kohanim? The Kohanim are being Mevarach here. Where do we pull out of a hat that this is the time to sweeten dreams? Rav Nissim Goin says in Brachos, it's reliant on the pasuk. Hine mi tasoi shalosh leimai shishim gibarim savlami gibari Yisrael. Kol machzor yechem lomdam cham ishchaber yechem perba leilos. It's merames to the 60 oisios of brachos kayanim that they are all achuz in the name of Hashem and are mesugal to remove bad dreams. The Meiri says the reason is because the time of tefillah, especially brachos kayanim, is a shah that the tzibur is mechavein biyoser. Okay, so then why don't, you know, there are a lot of things to daven for in life. You know, if you would make a list of the top 10 things to daven for, I don't know if dreams would be up there. Back in the day, people were very into dreams. But, you know, the reason Rav Nissim Goyen is very powerful. It's merumas in the pasuk, Hinei mitasai shalashloimai in Shar Shirim. Taras Chaim in Baba Kama says, since chaloim is nevuah, and Birchas Kayanim is bidmus nevuah, therefore your mevatel, the 60th of your nevuah, in the 60 parts of nevuah of Birchas Kayanim. Your mevatel it in Shishim. The pasuk is in Shar Shirim. Hinei mitasai shalashloimai. Yeah? The Prima Gadim in Tevas Goyma says that the dreams of Jews are not like the dreams of Oivdei Chama Azolos. Therefore, we could only be mevatel them through HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and not through Asar. Okay, weiter. V'nei Sifkat and Gimel. U'kvar nizvar leo soiv sim kuf chavches ba'agad anochen loimer zeh b'shah shema'arichen b'nigon ha'tevo yishab soiv ha'psukim ayin sham. There, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah said that you say this tefillah when the Kayanim are ma'arich in saying the last ois of the word, but not when they say the word. Okay, here we go. The Chaloimos Shalach, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamagen Avram Kazutzarach Loimar. Let me tell you this outside first, because in the middle, and we'll review it again after Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah here brings from the Achronim that you say the Rebbein three times. Okay? Listen, very important. You say the Rebbein three times. The first time is V'sishmereini. Yivarecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. You end off. You know how the Rebbein ends? V'sishmereini. V'usachaneini, v'sertzeini. Most people say all those three words each time. No, that's wrong. The first time you just say the end off with v'sishmereini, corresponding to v'yishmerecha. The second time you say v'sishmereini, usachaneini, corresponding to v'chuneka. The third time you end off v'sertzeini, keneged shalom. The Marshal says that the third time you should actually say V'savai alai berkas kaihanecha v'sertzeini. So those are your two options. Either the first time V'sishmereini, second time Uschaneini, the third time V'sertzeini. And then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Hey that the Gra was noyig to say at the end of the third time the Rebbein that's mentioned in the Gemara, and not the Hiratzayin that's mentioned in the Sidurim. So, therefore, people want to know, should I say the Rebbein that's mentioned in the Gemara, or should you say the Hiratzayin that's printed in the Sidurim? So it depends. I think you should say the Rebbein that's mentioned in the Gemara. That's more Al Pi Halacha. Someone who perhaps is not as educated in the background of the halacha, they could follow what it says in the siddur. But the siddur does not have halachic standing. So if you're what we call a siddur yid, then just say what it says. But it's more halachically correct to say the Rebbein the third time as Bron the Achrayinim. Okay, we're going to start Sefer Chavetz Chaim.
Where did it come from,
Yerasim? You could consult.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.